Hello and welcome to Persiflage number 25. Still as clever as ever. This one was printed September 6th, 2001. So just over 16 years ago. And the first piece is entitled Trying to Fill the Big Empty. New Orleans has been known for many years now. I don't know how many, so don't write in and ask. I'm being deliberately vague here. As the Big Easy, presumably because it is fairly large. Once again, I don't have the precise figures before me, so this is something else that you're going to have to sort out for yourself. And because the attitude there is what one might call easy. Okay, well, if that's the case, then Winnipeg seems to deserve the honorific epithet Big Empty. I would suggest fair to Midland Empty, but it just doesn't roll off the tongue in quite the same way. The reasons for this should be fairly obvious to anyone walking past what used to be storefronts downtown, or who is out on the streets at any late-ish hour. What is the problem? Do not enough people go out? Is everybody happily ensconced in their respective living room, settled down in front of another TV bloopers and practical jokes, or celebrity who wants to be a millionaire? No, this is not the problem. The problem is that there are just not enough people in the city. Now, before you throw up your hands in despair, I know you, that's exactly the kind of thing you're likely to do, you should ask yourself, what can I do about this? Well, the answer, surprisingly, is plenty. I know that there's not much chance of our encouraging large numbers of people to migrate to this part of the world in the next few months, especially considering that as far as our winters are concerned, the cat is pretty much out of the bag. Not a wise move on the cat's part, really. It's nice and warm in there. But we can certainly change the apparent population of our city. Many of us own pets, and a lot of them are not much uglier than a lot of the folks currently out walking our streets. Slap a pair of pants and a hat on your average cat, and he/she could easily bolster our legions of boulevardiers. It's not even necessary to teach them to walk upright. Just stick them outside the bar at 2 in the morning. Who's going to notice? You monkey owners are going to have to provide the bodies using payphones, driving, and doing all those other little tasks for which opposable thumbs are more or less necessary. A Fisher-Price cell phone and a cheap suit are all that really separates a chimp or spider monkey from the majority of gelati walkers on Cordon. But what about me, you non-animal lover, say? What can I do, Hugh? Well, pretty much everybody has some old clothes hanging around and something they could stuff them with. Add a balloon head, a very small investment, and you've got a new citizen. Stick some inline skates on your dummy or plonk it in a wagon and your mobility problem is solved. Just drag your buddy around with you when you go out and you're doing your part. And let's face it, a lot of these Ray Bolgerites are going to be a lot better conversationalists than the yabos you're currently running into out and about. So let's do it. We're only a couple of thousand bodies short of being the big fully. Hubris. Well, some of that's anachronistic. I don't think they make TV bloopers and practical jokes anymore. And Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I don't even know what that is. Next up is a poem by Martin Ising entitled So Much Not to Do, So Much Time. I have buried myself in idleness and walking, and shunned, when I could, the engines of productivity, with their less comfortable but more lucrative entombment. Poet, I call myself, quietly, so as to avoid widespread mockery, and that is my stated reason for avoiding work. But if I never wrote another broken cryptic line, would I feel more excitement at the potential tumescence of my bank account? More likely, I would wander past help-wanted signs with a lack of interest grown out of some other mad disease. He sounds very lazy. Okay. Oh, next up is a potentially helpful essay entitled Tips for Living. We won't say well. Lately, people have been writing into this publication for advice on their personal lives. If they had any first-hand experience at all with the staff of this magazine, they would not even consider this in their most drunken, desperate, and deluded states. But since they obviously do not, we will oblige them with a few tips which cover, we hope, the more salient points of the most common problems that cross our desks. Number one, do not date people who are more than 7 inches taller than you are. The measurement must be done barefoot, no cheating by wearing heels or lifts. Number two, never lend money to friends who have chateaux in the south of France. Brittany or northern Italy are okay. Number three, lending your car or moped to circus animals always ends in tears, usually yours. Ponies who work at pony rides for the kiddies can be trusted, but your car will need a good cleaning afterwards. Four, Germans who like to pretend they are Swiss are generally okay. I mean, what would you do? Five, suckers can be given an even break, but they must be struck exactly on the center line with a meat tenderizing mallet. A number four is best. Six, yes, she is lying. Number seven, never trust anyone who says they can get you a good deal on a hand mixer. No one can get a good deal on a hand mixer. I knew a guy once who got an okay deal on one, once, but the strain of the finagling landed him in bed, not his own, for over a month, and most of his friends could agree that he has never been the same since. Although there is some disagreement as to whether or not this is a bad thing. I hope these tips prove helpful, and if they don't, then all I can say is that you should have known better than to look to these pages for guidance. And it's signed a collaborative effort by the staff of Persiflage. It's nice that they work together on that. Oh, and there's only one quotation this week, and it's a somewhat quotable quote. I have never seen a man who loved righteousness as much as sex. Confucius. And finally, the classifieds. Take out an ad in Persiflage. Increase your market by three or four not very discerning individuals. Only $10, maximum 40 words. For sale, complete set of dinky toys. Really dinky. Reply to box 44. Wanted, complete set of dinky toys, somewhat less than dinky. Reply to box 44. We'll trade two tickets, upper loges, for new ballet version of Saved by the Bell with Dust and Diamond for almost anything. Please reply to box 181. Need house sitter for the week of September 17th. Must be good with ferrets and possess own unicycle. Preference given to amateur phrenologists. Reply directly to Frank speaking at Persiflage offices. And that's it. That is Persiflage number 25. We're one quarter of the way to Persiflage 100. So we're a mere 75 weeks away from that happening. So mark it on your calendars. Or don't. Anyway, that's it. Goodbye.